Z is available at a variety of locations throughout Arizona, including the popular stores Whole Foods, AJ's Fine Foods, Fresh and Easy, and Sunflower Farmers Market. Check them out at greenlivingaz.com. Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World.
Welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And I don't think I can get a high enough level of excitement today in my voice about the show. It's like, yay, I'm going to be ringing the bell a lot. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I just want to tell you, we have Mike Bruce from Tucson Electric Power calling in and Umbra from grist.org. She is truly one of my heroes, and you are not going to want to touch this internet. You're going to want to stay with me. So let's do some little bit of green tips that I always like to keep in front of our minds. The third R this week is recycle. And there's all of the obvious things that we can recycle, but here's what I want to ask you. Do you recycle your books and magazines? And I don't know about other states, but I know you can turn it into a win-win-win. We have a place called Bookman's Entertainment Exchange. You can bring your old stuff there, get new stuff, use store credit. There is just no downside because you're recycling it and keeping it out of the landfills. I love that. And then do you recycle all of your electronic equipment? I'm not just talking about the big pieces like computers and printers. I'm talking about the whole green, I just bought it, but it's out of date, enchilada. Cell phones and Bluetooths, or is it blue teeth? And cell phone and computer chargers and car phone chargers. There's so much electronic equipment being put in the landfills, and I will tell you, I never. We have something called Rise Equipment Recycling here, and they are amazing, and they use every single part, and they resell it, and it has to be resold to someone who's going to keep it in the USA. So I love it, and there, believe me, there are recycling equipment centers in a town near you. Domestic violence shelters use the phones, and other nonprofits can use the old computer. So just say no to throwing it away and be that change we want to see in the world. And then do you recycle all of your old clothes? Like, would you even think about putting shoes or blankets or glasses or pots and pans? Take it to a Goodwill. Take it to a Habas store. They're all over the country. And then what is your business or company have for a work or company-wide equipment policy for recycling? You need to find out. If you don't have one, you can be the change by asking people to start at desks, file cabinet, chairs. And believe me, I'm a frequent visitor to Habitat for Humanity's Habas store, and they've got it going on. They make it happen. So remember that the fourth R is the third R is recycle. So if the first thing we want to do is reduce, I don't want to sound like I have the whiny voice. The second thing we want to do is reuse, and the third thing we want to do is recycle. And think about out of the box recycling. You have listened to MrsGreensWorld.com before. I hope. I am so glad that you're here now. Our guest, Umbra, and Mike Bruce from TEP. I am excited. Please stay tuned.
It may be the only desert oasis in the world, complete with botanical gardens, nature trails, eclectic shops, and art galleries, and a new summer menu. And it's right near you, Tohono O'Toole Park. Come enjoy Chef Albert Hall's new summer menu additions. Then enjoy a stroll through our shops, art galleries, and botanical gardens. Park admission is 2-for-1 with purchase in our charming tea room. Nurture yourself, nature yourself. Tohono O'Toole Park. For more information, go to TohonoO'toolePark.org.
Hi, it's Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity, Tucson's Habitat Store, changing the world one sofa at a time. Come to our new location at 935 West Grant, where you can find building materials, doors, windows, paints, appliance, furniture, and a new treasure every day. And with your help, we're still diverting more than 200 tons of material from the landfill. Do your part. Stop, donate, and shop at our new location at 935 West Grant, a quarter mile east of I-10. Catch us on the web, habitattucson.org, and the Habitat Store hotline for pickup, 889-7200.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hey everybody, it's Mrs. Green's World News Talk. We are going to talk today. We are on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and our tagline is, we don't want to tell people what to think. We just want them to. We just want you to. I just want to. And we are theoretically having a call for Mike Baruch, who's a regular caller from Tucson Electric Power. And one of the things that I kind of love about the show is no matter what, the show will go on. Mike was going to talk to us about CFLs, and if in case you don't know what that is, just Google it. It's a compact fluorescent light bulb, and I can probably wax poetic about CFLs, because in the beginning we got some, the old version as I call it, and they weren't bright enough. And for my getting tired older eyes, not old of course, I was saying, I don't think so. And do you have to call hazmat if you drop one because of the mercury? So I imagined a greater opportunity. I let the facts get in the way. I thought I followed my own tagline, and I did a lot of research on my own. And I will tell you what, CFLs now come in what I call in the vernacular watts. You're not supposed to call them a watt, but there's like a 60 watt version and a 100 watt version. So very, very quickly, the challenges that I thought existed with CFLs were eliminated. And here's the deal. They use so much more electricity, and I don't mean just what you're paying off your grid. Light bulbs are hot. Regular watt bulbs are hot. So when you have a hot light bulb and you're living in close to Hades here in the desert, you really don't want to have things on that create more heat. So what I suggest is you give them a try. You can go to Home Depot, Lowe's. In our town, they have a partnership. Tucson Electric Power Company has a partnership with Goodwill. And there are huge displays, and I may be making this up, but I don't think so. I think it's a 4-pack for $1, which is then subsidized by Tucson Electric Power. But they're all about reducing usage on the grid as well. So it creates less heat in your house. The wattage is high enough now so that you can use it for reading. Even when you have a higher, I don't know what it's called, I admit it, but a higher brightness, that's what I'm going to call it, it doesn't get so hot. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've burned my hands on light bulbs. And I think we're going to be able to go with the flow. And I totally stole Mike's thunder. So he's calling in. And we will see. See, we just go with the flow around here. It's Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. I can change lanes so fast. Mike, are you there?
I am here. I apologize. A slight technical difficulty on my end.
It's so okay. Hear me do your show? I was talking about CFLs because I said I could wax poetic about why people should use them. So tell us more. Here's what I said. I said that I didn't like them in the beginning, and you can now insert the technical terms. I call them, they now come in like translation, 60 watt and 100 watt, even though you don't call it that. So tell us.
We have initially, they really only came in sort of one color rendition and very limited wattages, but they have made enormous improvements.
Enormous. And I was giving a testimonial to that. So tell us what happened.
They have multiple different options. You have a cool white, a soft white type light. You have bright white, which are, both of those emulate sort of the different type of lights you're used to in the home with some of the other fluorescents that
right.
have in the past, plus the incandescent lights. I found that really the cool lights were the lights that we preferred in our house. And just like everybody else out there, we went through that same curve where we tried them when they first came out and weren't completely pleased with the color. And you know, thanks to the program that we have where we help buy down lights and bring them at affordable prices to many of the outlets you're used to finding them out, Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, among a few of them, Costco, you can now find bulbs just about everywhere for as little as a dollar a piece, sometimes even less, and have choices about both the color rendition and the sizes, and we're starting to see new ones that are coming in. And some of the other sizes, there are ones that fit into can lighting so that they
we have those.
And they're coming out with the candle light style. We're also starting to see LEDs coming out as well.
I know. Do you think you think that'll be the next iteration in a hurry, or do you think CFLs are around for a while? What is your crystal ball tell you?
I think CFLs are here to stay for quite some time.
Okay, that's good, because we just changed everything out in our house about in the past 6 months.
Yeah, they're right now very comparable in testing to the LEDs. CFLs are approximately 75% less energy than an incandescent bulb. Some of the LEDs we're seeing are about 80%. There are a lot of claims out there, but in terms of what we introduce to our consumers, there's a pretty rigorous standard on the research, and so we're always a little more cautious in the products that we support. And then, of course, cost effectiveness is always a big issue.
And then
LEDs are starting to come down. We're starting to incorporate them into the program, I think customers will have an option of both for quite some time.
And they're magnificent, and it's the same thing. It'll hit the tipping point where there's mass production. I just want to tell you that I did a little YouTube video when I went shopping for CFLs, because you know me, I'm a ham, and I want to have more YouTube videos. My goal is to get one YouTube video that's over 10,000 hits. But right now, got to go climb that hill. But I did it on the whole array there are at Lowe's. We went to Lowe's, and it says that it's, you know, in partnership with Tucson Electric Power Company, and it was really fun. And I always want to repeat what you said, because you said it rather quickly, 75% less energy. Because what I was saying is they don't get so hot. When you're sitting in a reading lamp, it doesn't get hot. It puts the light out, but it doesn't put the heat out.
Absolutely.
Okay, now what about the big myth? You know, I have to bring it up. I think these are scare tactics, and I know it's not true, but I want you to say it. We have about 1 minute left to talk about how to dispose of them properly if you break one, which we never have, ever. So tell me what you do.
If you break one, I would recommend wetting a paper towel and using that to just clean up. What that does is it just helps make sure that, you know, anything that's, of course, a little bit of gas that's in the bulb escapes instantly and diffuses, but as far as the elements of the glass that are coated, et cetera, that helps just to keep it all together.
Right, right.
It's very similar to how we treat asbestos, where it's nothing like that. So I shouldn't have said that, but if you want to dampen something and then just mop it all up so it all sticks to your damp paper towel, and then normally with bulbs, we do set them aside for hazardous waste disposal, along with many of the other household products you may have, emptied aerosol can, emptied paint cans, things like that.
It just kind of cracked me up, because people don't lose them. Okay, we ran through the time. I promise I gave you great information in the first segment. I know we'll be hearing back from you. Go to TEP.com. That was Mike Baruch. Stay tuned for Umbra. We're just going to ask her. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We'll be right back. This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter 4-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Professor Joel Quayo isn't just growing algae in his U of A lab. He's growing hope or clean, renewable energy. Because algae offers one of the brightest alternatives to fossil fuels. It takes CO2 out of the air and gives back pure oxygen. It's non-toxic and yields amazing power. Best of all, a new UA technology makes growing it more affordable and efficient than ever. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313. 290-9313 or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on a radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. What a concept. Get ready for a wild, fun, and crazy rest of show. Can you imagine that? Learn and have fun. It's one of my biggest taglines, because if it's not fun, I don't want to be doing it, actually. So this show is sponsored by Green Living Magazine. It's taking off in Arizona. You would not believe the guests they have interviewed in that. They have a website presence. So thanks to Green Living Magazine for your partnership with Mrs. Green. Thanks, Mike Baruch, for calling in from TEP. And I'm going to give, like, not a long-winded, but a kind of long introduction to our guest today. And everybody has heroes. Everybody does. And when I started this journey of Mrs. Green, I was absolutely voraciously looking for people that I could admire and respect and follow, and most importantly, trust. And somebody found Umbra for me. And I now have an expression that I say, well, I don't know, we'll just ask Umbra, because she's got answers. She's from an organization called grist.org. I encourage you to go to their website, check them out. And I was trying to think of the words I would use to describe her, because she is indescribable, but she's an author, she's a YouTube star, and she's a social media environmental diva. I came up with that all by myself. And she is calling us from Washington, D.C., where the action is on the scene for the tar sands pipeline. I mean, it's been on every news station. If you're awake, you have to know what's going on. So thank you so much for taking the time from the scene, Umbra, to be on Mrs. Green's World.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Green. It's so great to be here, and I'm feeling so energized, having just come from the White House, where so many people are getting arrested today, and it's just so great to go from that wonderful, exciting, joyous, citizen moment to being here with you.
Well, I really, you know, we talked off air a little bit and I said I wanted to dive right into it. But I think it's important with the whirling dervish syndrome that I suffer from to give a little bit of background about GRIST, because it's such an important on-purpose organization. It's supported by donations. The information is so topical and so important as far as I'm concerned. And then how Umbra was born out of the whole GRIST concept. I have a lot of curiosity about that, and I'm sure our listeners do too.
Oh, great. Well, GRIST was actually founded in 1999 by environmental journalist Chip Giller. And it was just a tiny email newsletter sent to a few hundred people. And Chip, I think, was living in Washington, D.C., and has a great sense of humor and just brought his humor to these kind of big issues. And it kind of just caught on. And so it turned into a nonprofit media platform. We have subscribers and donations, and we also have a grant model, and now we're working some from advertising and more so, and we have about 900,000 visitors a month.
Awesome.
Or more.
I love it.
And it's just grown into a really wonderful thing, and, you know, GRIST was there in the beginning before people were talking about climate change, and, you know, before a lot of green was in. So it's kind of stayed the course and maintained its sense of humor. And, you know, we take climate and sustainability very seriously, but not ourselves so much. And GRIST has called itself a beacon in the smog.
I love that. I wrote that down. That's very fun.
Isn't that funny? Or gloom and doom with a sense of humor. One of my personal favorites. And one of the things on our website says that we're making lemonade out of looming climate apocalypse.
So it's like, the message is definitely there, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And so I would like to ask you there, in my walk as Mrs. Green, sometimes the number of issues that I look at that we're facing as a planet, they can overwhelm. Let's be honest. There's not just one thing we can get behind. So I just wanted to ask you, what do you think some of the biggest challenges we are facing as a planet that we need to hurry up, and I call it, you know, activate the matrix, so that people really are on board and making changes in their everyday lives one step at a time? So what are do you have a big three or a big five?
That is a great question. I mean, I guess one of the first things, I mean, and that my column is dedicated to and the video series is little things that you can change in your life. And I generally say don't sweat the small stuff, but behavior change is actually a really important component. And once you start changing some of your behaviors, say you start taking shorter showers, or you go meatless on Mondays, or you just start doing one little thing, and then that little thing has an amazingly powerful effect, because it makes you think differently about what you're doing, and it's actually behavior change that leads to attitude change, not the other way around.
So right, right.
Generally not that someone is, I'm green, and now I'm going to do green stuff. It's sort of like you do some sustainably oriented things, and then you start, you know, really embracing that in a different way. So I do think it's great for people to get excited about things like local foods and community-supported agriculture, and really find the fun, beautiful, delicious side of sustainability. And it's a great way to connect with, you know, behavior change and attitude change, and start with, you know, going to a local farmer's market and getting yourself some really wonderful fresh eggs. And you see the difference between those eggs and factory farm eggs. The yolks are like a golden sun.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and it's so delicious. And, you know, just that one act of getting, you know, locally produced eggs will just, it starts off a whole chain of potential changes that really make for a better life, a much more kind of delicious life.
And when you start, to me, that is a perfect start, because you really want to change things in your body from the inside out. And I mean, some of your videos are so fun. If we have time, I'd love to talk about that. But we are now absolutely farmers market. We're regulars. And it's not just you get the food and you see people now, the good egg farmers have lines, and sometimes they're sold out by 9 o'clock. It becomes a sense of community, and people are there with their kids and their dogs and their grandmas and grandpas. And then you start learning other new habits. Like, I have this foot soap that is like the best. It's walnut seeds, and it scrubs your feet, and it's all natural essential oils, and it doesn't hurt anything. It's just, you just scrub the bottom of your feet, and here in the desert, believe me, you need that. But you start learning. It's little changes, like you said.
Okay. Little wonderful changes.
And then, and go ahead.
That lead to so many more exciting changes. I mean, just, you know, in your home, think about all of the chemicals
totally.
That are there and all of the cleaning products you have. And I have tried to lighten my load that way by just going to baking soda and vinegar wherever possible. And it surprisingly makes a wonderful shampoo and conditioner. And my hair has never been quite as lustrous as it is since switching to a baking soda shampoo and an apple cider vinegar conditioner. And
no way. No way.
True story.
Okay, let me have it. You got to be kidding me. What do you do? Just like pour baking soda on your head?
Don't do that. I'm going to say just don't. Absolutely do not do that. Don't make a volcano on your head either.
Please,
you know,
don't.
Baking soda and vinegar makes the volcano. Don't do that. But I actually made a video about it, which you can find on YouTube under Grist TV. And basically it's like a tablespoon of baking soda with four cups of water.
Okay.
And then you mix that up and you shake it and keep it in a container in your shower. And then you do the same with vinegar. And I think there's actually maybe 3 tablespoons of vinegar. I'm getting the recipe a little off here. So,
but we can look at the YouTube video. And of all the videos I've watched that you've done, I did not see that one. I didn't. Of course, we put up on our website. We love the whole, you know, peeing in the shower. It just hits my sense of humor, because there you are. It's like you save a flush, 3.5 gallons of water down for nothing. And I, of course, I have a high efficiency toilet from the Green Plumber. So it's at 1.25 gallons. But even then, it's like guilt free. So I had no idea that you could use baking soda. And then you use vinegar to rinse.
Yes, you do. And
I'm blown away.
It's kind of a miracle. It's weird how, you know, good it works. And it's such a simple, less expensive thing to use, which, you know, it's less of an impact on the planet and less of an impact on your body. Because our body burden, you know, the number of chemicals that we put in our body or on our body every day from, you know, cosmetics, lotions, deodorant, all of this stuff accumulates in our bodies, and we're basically performing a science experiment on our bodies with products that, you know, haven't actually even been around that long. Like, shampoo is something that people have really used for the past 100 years, but this was not something that human beings sought out, and we sort of think that it's just something you're supposed to do, but
and
what
there's
if you
so,
just use a little baking soda?
There's so many of these things that I go back to my childhood. And if you look at it from the environmental impact, great. If you look at it from the health impact, great. If you look at it from the economic impact on your own purse or pocketbook, as they say back east, you're saving money by using things like baking soda and vinegar. We're talking pennies on the dollar and the shipping. Okay, this segment flew. We're going to fly again through the next one. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Umbra about what's going on with the tar sand pipeline. We'll be right back.
I'm Karen, owner of Nurturing Nature, an eco-boutique that offers earth-friendly goods, gifts, and apparel items for all ages, from babies to grandparents. Our ethically produced products are unique and stylish. Mention that Mrs. Green sent you and receive 10% off purchases that are good for the world and good for those who mean the world to you. So join others who are finding the simple beauty that lies in nurturing nature, located in the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft. Call us at 520-790-5910. That's 520-790-5910.
Other grocery stores don't tell you their produce is first shipped to an out-of-state distributor before hitting the shelves. At the Food Conspiracy Co-op, we cultivate relationships with Southern Arizona farmers who deliver their fresh-picked fruits and vegetables to our door, ensuring freshness and a low carbon footprint. Anyone can shop at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is collectively owned by nearly 2,000 Tucsonans. The co-op is open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily on 4th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets. Come check us out.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
A big challenge of sustainability is making it affordable to everyday folks. It's a challenge we welcome at the U of A, where architecture students are applying years of research to building energy-smart, low-income housing. Students get hands-on learning, families in need get cutting-edge, money-saving homes, and home builders, well, they get a whole new benchmark. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here with Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still just a little sprout, but thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned a lot of easy and fun ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, recycle, reuse, I get it. So get your green on the easy and fun way with Mrs. Green. Did I mention fun? Check out her website at MrsGreensWorld.com and tell Gina Kathy sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. What a concept for a talk radio show. We have as our call-in guest today, she's calling in from Washington, D.C., Umbra from grist.org. She really is one of my heroes, and I don't give out the hero moniker very lightly. Believe me, I've got really high standards for heroes. And I want to remind everybody to follow me on Facebook at Mrs. Green's World, to follow me on Twitter, and to sign up for my newsletter, because it's part of what helps. It's that one step that helps spread the good green word in ways that we need. And it helps to, as I say, activate the matrix. And it's important to be part of some sustainable community. And I hopefully bring you rich, solid content about environmental issues. And that's why I'm asking you to follow me, because it's not about the numbers. It's about the impact. So, Umbra, thank you for calling in. And how can people find you and Grist? And then I want to talk about the tar sands pipeline.
Yes, well, Grist is G-R-I-S-T, like Grist for the mill, and our website is grist.org, and we're a non-profit environmental news and humor website, and my column is called Ask Umbra, and you can find Ask Umbra just at grist.org, and you can follow me on Twitter, Ask Umbra, at Ask Umbra, and then on Facebook as well, so you can find me all over the place. And what I do is answer people's questions and try to dish out some astute advice on green living.
And I get asked all kinds of questions, like, can I recycle a beer bottle with a lime wedge in it? And yes, you can. You actually can. But you can also take it out with a chopstick, and that's good, too, for future glass.
I love it.
So
but
a really broad range of fun green living questions, and we've been doing this since April 2003.
And I'm telling you, you talk about fun and informative, and humor is one way that I certainly learn, and I try to keep the show in that. You know, we have the bumper music is the boys are back in town, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's great, but the girls are here now, or the women. So let's bring it on. So tell us what's going on there, and I can't imagine that anybody listening doesn't have their head around what this issue is, but just give us a brief synopsis of why the protests, why the civil disobedience, why women like me, 60 years old, are getting arrested, and I kind of wish I was too.
It's a pretty incredible thing. And you know, if people or the listeners haven't heard about it, they shouldn't feel bad, because a lot of people surprisingly haven't heard about the tar sands pipeline. And I've been amazed at how many smart, wonderful people I know who are like, what? What are you going down to D.C. for? What is this tar sands action? But there is this proposed pipeline that would run from Canada, Alberta, Canada, from a boreal forest there, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, I think through six states. So it's from Canada to Texas, literally going directly through our country, splitting it in two. It would be the largest industrial project in the world. Many bird species actually that migrate fly through this part of the world, and I think something like 315 species actually nest there. And there are indigenous people that are losing their land. It's polluting the waters. Tar sands are a really kind of weird thing. It's a form of oil, but it's a semi-solid oil.
Uh-huh.
And it literally has to be heated out of the ground. They actually have to scorch the earth, sort of giving it a little poetic license there, but they have to heat up the earth to get this stuff to be able to come out, to be sort of liquid enough to come out. And it's called bitumen, and it is a very disgusting form of petroleum, of oil. And it's actually, it produces three times more carbon than standard petroleum does, than what we normally use. So this not only is destroying huge amounts of forest, the area that the tar sands are in Canada is the size of Florida or the UK. So wrap your head around that. It's a very big area, and the idea is to have a humongous pipeline running all the way down our country. There's already a pipeline in the northeast of the U.S. Coming from the tar sands, and last year alone it had 12 spills. So right now protesters have been having this extended civil disobedience going on in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House with an organization called tarsandsaction.org. It started on August 20th, and today was the final push of this phase of protests, where people are signing up to do nonviolent civil disobedience with a willingness to be arrested. And I have to tell you, Mrs. Green, it's a phenomenal thing. Today alone, I saw 244 people getting arrested. They're still not finished processing these people, but they were people who sat down peacefully in front of the White House,
right, right,
and are being taken away in handcuffs and in droves. But there were thousands of people there this morning, and it was a really impressive showing. 60 people signed up alone just this morning after Obama yesterday. Basically, he withdrew standards for cutting smog pollution from automobiles and power plants and refineries. So this has upset people, and more people are coming forward to say, like, Obama, don't let this pipeline go forward. You really have to take a stand now.
like really, really, really have to take a stand now. And I think that we have to like press pause for a minute when you talk about the grew up in the 60s, and there was a type of people that demonstrated. You know, they were the long hair, the hippies, the Birkenstock crowd. When I've looked at demonstrations for this and many other things that are going on, because I saw the Last Mountain last week, and those people from West Virginia, they're the ones that are protesting the coal mine and blowing the top off of the Last Mountain there. It's people like me, and I use myself as a demographic, you know, the 60-year-old white woman. I mean, it's a demographic. And this man came up to me and he said, Mrs. Green, I'm going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get arrested. And I said, I want to get arrested too, because I don't understand. And I think that there are lots of people joining me in our lack of understanding of how can anybody let this happen after the oil spill. It's not like it's a low risk. The carnage that we could see in our country for the spills, which would be guaranteed, I don't know. So tell me about the people, the kinds of people you're seeing. I mean, you expect Bill McKibben to be there and, you know, act environmental activists, but this is America.
Yes, and in fact, 1,253 people have been arrested in front of the White House to stop the tar sands pipeline over the course of the past 2 weeks. So every day there's been a push of people. The first day there were 70 people, and it just increased from there. And it's been pretty incredible to see so many people traveling from all over the country, some people out of the country, indigenous people from Canada, just an incredible breadth of people.
Right. It's not fringe. It's really what I call the heart of America. I mean, people are standing up literally and being counted.
It's true. And I was talking to one of the organizers today who said that on their first day of training, the youngest person there was 17 and the oldest person was 81.
Oh, my gosh.
And such a broad range of ages and ethnicities and backgrounds, and just a really impressive, diverse group of Americans standing up for what they believe in, and just a really cool thing to see happening. And one of the organizers was saying it's just been an unprecedented surge. And I was talking to Bill McKibben today, and he was saying that this is actually the largest civil disobedience action in this century, which is pretty cool.
Pretty noteworthy, and I think it's pretty cool that I'm getting to talk to you from there. I'm having this vicarious experience as history's being made, so I think it's really important and on purpose. So go ahead.
Oh, I'm so happy to be able to report from this place, because it is so reassuring to see so many people, you know, standing up for what they believe in and being willing to be arrested, because most of these people haven't ever been arrested before. These are good law-abiding citizens that are really standing up for a higher moral authority. You know, when the laws don't defend what it is that you believe in, sometimes you do have to break them, like the freedom fighters did with the civil rights movement. And it's just incredible to see so many people really being willing to take this risk and be arrested in the name of making a statement.
And I think I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that we've had Daryl Hannah. She was here this week and was arrested of Splash fame and so many other things. And James Hansen, the NASA scientist, and just so many other students and citizens and working Americans show up and be a part of this.
And what they're doing is really making a stand for planet Earth. I mean, it's really, it's not political. It's about our very lives, the air we breathe, how people make their livelihood, the wildlife. It's one planet, and it's going to have an impact. So we are going to have to take another short break, and we are talking to Umbra from grist.org, who is in Washington, D.C., and I've got lots more questions. Thanks for staying here, and stay here with me. We'll be right back.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
One day, Sarah Kouse was hiking in the desert, drinking warm water out of her water bottle again. She thought, why isn't there a bottle that can keep my water cold and my coffee hot? And why can't this bottle look good in the boardroom or on a hiking trail? And so, the Swell Double Insulated Water Bottle was born. This stainless steel bottle keeps cold drinks cold 24 hours and hot drinks hot for 12. Swell bottle sales create safe water for the world's poorest people. So go to swellbottle.com to get yours. Enter the code SWELL at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
Think all this going green is new? The U of A School of Architecture has been offering energy audits to Arizona homes and businesses for more than 20 years. Now we're expanding that program to energize the economy, creating jobs that turn audits into applied solutions, real-world education, sustainable living, and economic development in one. Does it get any better than that? The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And we're certainly giving you a lot to think about today. We are interviewing, or I am interviewing, Umbra from Grist, GRIST.org. And Umbra is an author, a YouTube star, a social media environmental diva, and an added bonus, she's calling us from right where the action is about the environment this day, Washington, D.C. She's on the scene with the demonstrations and the civil disobedience for the tar sands pipeline. So, Umbra, again, thanks for taking the time out of being on the scene to be a part of Mrs. Green's World.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, and I love your description of me. It really makes me sound fabulous.
I think I'm going to... Yeah, well, if they watch your YouTube videos, it's not really a hard sell. Anyone with a sense of humor will get the message and enjoy getting it while you're doing it. So that's a perfect segue because
I may have lost you there. I can not hear you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I heard you say, uh-oh. That was good.
Uh-oh, there. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, technical difficulties. It's probably our line's probably being sabotaged. I'm only kidding. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the massive opportunities of social media for environmental messages, the billions of them probably. So from Grist's perspective and your perspective, do you think there is what would you say is trending? Because even with me, I know sometimes my Facebook numbers go up, and I'm not, you know, addicted to the numbers. To me, they're reflective of how many people are hearing the message. And then YouTube, I mean, your YouTube videos, one of them, I think, got I don't know, did you get 100,000? You did on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm like,
yes, indeed.
This is so unbelievably awesome. So what was the 100,000 video one? I mean, I saw the one on window farms. I saw the one on cleaning products. The community bike, commuting by bike was one of the highest number of views. And why? What made that catch on?
You know, it's a funny thing. That was the first video I think we made, and it actually was featured on a YouTube homepage, and
okay.
It certainly doesn't hurt to get featured by a popular site like YouTube. So that got us a bunch of traffic on that video, and people do seem to have a great interest in biking. That is something that often gets people talking, and but it is always fun to see like what is popular. And you know, I guess the shampoo that we talked about, the baking soda vinegar shampoo, that was a popular one, and got featured on the Huffington Post, which was a great thing.
Oh, that's another great thing to have happen. Yep.
But right now on Grist, one of the things that's the most popular is a teenager who built a tiny home, almost like a treehouse, in his parents' backyard so that he could avoid having to pay a mortgage later on. And put
I
in a
saw it.
Toilet and,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
how did you find it, though? How did you find
you
him?
You know, that's a good question. We have many ears to the ground, as it were, at Grist, and people who are just always looking for great stories and finding them and putting them on the Grist list and writing stories about them. It's not just me at Grist, obviously. We have David Roberts, who's a wonderful writer and thinker, and Lisa Hymas, who writes a lot about population issues, and great food writers. And so we cover the gamut of transportation and food and energy and green living.
And it doesn't ever sound it doesn't ever sound preachy, and that matters to me, because I think preachy turns people off. It's always delivered in with humor. That's one of your taglines. So, and the
one of the things the movement doesn't need is another sanctimonious tree hugger. So we try to keep it fun.
That's one I'll remember. We don't need a sanctimonious tree hugger. We need good information about how to make choices differently in our everyday life. I love the one about windowfarms.org, and there's a couple of reasons. We have a sponsor called Sea of Green that does hydroponic growing, and we've had interviews from people that you know, have the whole vertical growing containers in cities, because that's a huge issue. Did you just love the Window Farms one?
That was such a cool thing to see. It just looks so neat, because what they're doing is you can take like old water bottles and then basically build like a little a motor that kind of waters the plants that you're growing hydroponically, and it just looks cool, and it's so impressive to be able to grow a little bit of food from your own window, from your own vertical space. And the people behind it, Britta Riley, is just very cool. And so I'm often very inspired by the people I get to meet and interview along the way, because they're just doing such innovative things and things that make so much sense and that I never would have thought of before.
And they're doable and they're affordable. I love the out-of-the-box thinking. I'm sure not everybody who's listening saw windowfarms.org, but the basic concept is, how do you grow your own food in a small space if you have an apartment, for example, in New York City, or you're in a brownstone in Brooklyn? How do you have a garden when there's not a lot of land? And you put these containers in the window, and they, you know, there's cherry tomatoes and peppers and herbs, fresh herbs that you can just do a little bit. It's what you talked about earlier in the show about, it's not a massive go out, move to a farm and live off the land. I live in Brooklyn and I want to be part of it. How can I do it and have it be affordable? And that's what I loved about that one.
Yes. Michael Pollan said one of the most important things we can do is to grow a little bit of our own food, because it connects you to growth cycles and just the idea of, you know, freshness and the beauty of food as it comes out of the soil or hydroponically. So I really do think that is one of the most
kind of fun things that you can do and impactful things ultimately too. But being here at the Tar Sands Action, it's important to remember too that sometimes you have to kind of take it up a notch. And, you know, we talk about slacktivism where people just, you know, sign an online petition or something to show their support for a certain cause. But really, you know, sometimes you have to put yourself on the line, and that's what so many people have been doing here in D.C. with over 1,200 of them getting arrested in the past 2 weeks in front of the White House. And another person I wanted to tell you about is our friend Tim DeChristopher, who is bidder number 70. He did a very unusual thing that kind of blew people's minds and was kind of humorous but also very serious. He wanted to stop an oil and gas lease auction at the end of the Bush administration, and he didn't know how, but he knew he had the intention of going to this auction and doing something to stop it. And he didn't know what he was going to do. He showed up, and he was asked if he wanted to bid, and he said, yeah, and was handed bidder paddle number 70 and ended up buying up, I think, somewhere around like $1.7 million worth of oil and gas lease land. And he ended up driving up the prices because, you know, this land is leased at very, very low prices that are sort of below what the market value should actually really be, kind of like a subsidy to the oil industry. And so Tim drove the prices up, bought a lot of them himself, and ended up kind of creating this kerfuffle that puts the lease of these parcels of land on hold for 2 years. And it's kind of an amazing thing. And he's actually now in prison and has recently written to Grist from prison and is doing amazing things there. But he is really an inspiration and someone who, you know, put it out on the line and did something creative and unexpected. And it's just so incredible to see that kind of forward-thinking, creative civil disobedience.
And you do say it, and sometimes I love to use humor to educate, but sometimes when I do public speaking, I say, you know what, it's really not funny, and we have to hurry up. There is an urgency to changing our behaviors. You don't have to come from a place of fear, but you really have to come from a place of consciousness and realize there really is only one planet, and we're producing massive waste, and we're killing ourselves. I mean, I have so many friends that have had one form of cancer or another, and that's part of what motivated me to dig more deeply and see what's going on. How come every other kid has autism? How come ADHD is the, you know, the diagnosis for little kids every day? So it's you can deliver the message in a fun way to get people engaged, I think, but then sometimes I put on my Facebook, this is just not funny. You just have to really face this.
Right.
And what are we going to do about it? And, you know, get into action. Don't sulk or be afraid. What did you say? Slacktivate? I like that.
Slacktivism.
Yeah, we don't want to slacktivate. That sounds like another YouTube
disgusting
video. All these people
yes.
Slacktivating. So we have 1 minute left. It just blows me away. I have to do a shout out to Horizon Moving and Storage, another defender and supporter of Mrs. Green. They're at horizonmoves.com. And Umbra, thank you so much, not just for taking the time today, but for being on the planet and what you do. You are an inspiration to me. I get lots of things that I'm a copycat about. And here's what I'm putting out to the universe. Grandma Umbra, Mrs. Green meets Umbra for a YouTube video someday. It's on my bucket list, kiddo.
I would love to, you know, share Thanksgiving dinner with Grandma Green.
I love Grandma
Mrs. Green.
I think you
would be a nice family member to have a holiday with, and it's just such a pleasure to meet you.
And Mr. Green would
work, and
thank you. Mr. Green would do a great job of cooking, I can tell you, because Mrs. Green's not so good in the kitchen. Umbra, you can find her at grist.org. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Make it a great, safe, green Labor Day. And don't use plastic paper and keep it out of the landfill. Take it easy, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Umbra, thank you for being a hero.
Thank you.